Mobile.
Zen Zero TR Mobile.
How are you doing, KP4CBA?
Fine, Dame. I'm just headed to Spartanburg to get some mass consumables. How's your day?
This is going all right. I'm making my second run to the hardware store, and they sold me, even though I took one in, they sold me the wrong bolt, and sold me a fractional when it was a metric. I told them it was metric, I just didn't know what size it was, and I didn't realize he pulled it out of a fractional box, or I would have said something. I would have checked the thread right there. You can lay the bolts on top of each other and the thread will, they'll fall into place with each other. So, and this, of course, this one wouldn't, but I didn't find that out till I got home. Surprise, surprise. So anyway, got the right one on my way back. So, that's the story.
Well, a long time ago, I bought some, probably Harbor Freight threads, and boy, they're the best thing in the world to figure out what you got. And then I got one of those little, it's about 6 inches and long and 3 inches wide, I guess, and it's got all the different metric bolts you can stick through the hole, kind of like a drill index, you know. That helps out, too, because I don't know the metric system that well.
It's usually 1.25, 1.5, and it's the pitch, and then, whatever diameter it is. And I could have, I've got a full set of metric taps and dies. I could have, found out what size it was before I left, but I just, they've got the same thing on the wall. They have the bolts and the nuts on the wall there, and they're all labeled, and all they got to do is just stick it in there and screw it in and see if it fits. So I guess he put it in a fractional nut, I guess, and he didn't screw it in far enough because it should have locked down after about two turns. So anyway, that's just the way it goes. Next time, I guess I'll learn my lesson. Next time I'll know what I'm going for before I go.
And the only person to trust is yourself. I find that a lot of times 10 millimeter will be real close to 7/16, run into that a lot. But I have a quarter inch, 3/8, and half inch drives for everything, metric and standard and fractional, and also deep sockets in that. But I don't use them too often anymore, but boy, when you need them, you just can't be without them.
3/8 is just a hair smaller than a 10 millimeter. So if you're trying to put a socket on a 10 millimeter head, you're gonna find it. It wants to go on, but it just you just can't quite get it on there. You think about beating it on with a hammer or something. But a 10 millimeter, you get a 10 millimeter socket, and it'll just slide right on. And and vice versa, then the 10 millimeter is going to have some play in it if it's a 3/8 bolt head. But, when you're working on cars, it don't matter what it is, more or less. The bolts, they use fractional and metric on American-made cars, and I don't know about the foreign cars. I can't say that I've ever run across them where they were mixed up, but you might have, one half inch bolt and then another bolt might be 10 millimeter. And so you just never know on some of these American-made cars.
There's Mr. Geary, acknowledged. Yeah, and I have those Allen wrenches with the ball heads on them in fractional and metric, too. That's another good thing to keep in the old toolbox. I got more Allen wrenches than three or four people need. It's just accumulated over the years. Good afternoon, Gary. You're still very weak today on that radio that you're on, sir. KI4DOS to take it in 0TR.
Hey, Tom, I was just out here working on this thing a little bit. I think I found the problem. I'll have to research it a little bit more, but thanks for the information on that. That's really what I needed. I'll let you get back with David. Y'all have a great day. KI4DOS.
Okay, Gary. Well, good to hear you. And your other radio is perfect. I hope you resolve the problem. Nine times out of ten, it'll be a bad connection or something simple. KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. Anyways, over to you, Davis, and 0TR.
Yeah, our radio didn't sound too bad. You got a little white noise, but anyway, I hope you find your problem there. And that's the thing about ham radio. There's usually something to do to make it better. And so there you go. Take it away, Tom.
With the man on the mountain. This is N0TR. Well, Dave, we were talking to him yesterday. I can't remember who else was on there. Gary, W4EEY. And Gary sounded terrible then, and he sounded terrible this time. You're full quieting, Dave. He went in, got on his base station, and it was absolutely perfect FM, you know. So, yeah, he definitely got a problem there, and as smart as Gary is, I'm sure he's figured out what it is. W4EEY thought it might be a leaky transistor or something, or a final, but he's really weak compared to what he usually is. He's got a good mobile unit, Dave.
That's good. Well, I imagine if anybody can, he can figure it out. Well, Tom, I'm going to bail on you. I'm sitting in the garage, and I'm going to take this Allen head screw out there and stick it in the old weeder so it'll have four screws in it instead of three. It's supposed to have four, so, you know me, it's got to be just so, or I'm not happy with it. But anyway, I'll clear out after your final, N0TRKB4CPA.
Yeah, that's the way it's got to be, Dave. I remember years ago, I was building a log splitter, and I didn't know squat, and my neighbor was a machinist and a welder and knew quite a bit of electrical, and I remember him making me put grade 10 Allen bolts in the part that had the most pressures on it on that log splitter. It just, you know, and he says, Tommy, you got to use these fine threads on that also, not the coarse ones because they're better, and all kinds of things that he taught me, and taught me how to weld when he had cataracts on his eyes, and he'd just listen to it and tell me when it was the right, you know, when it was hot or when it was cold, and he was right. I found out over the years. So anyways, Dave, take care, have a good day, and it's a good thing to do things right. KB4CBA and 0TR 73.